Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in Nedarim Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, which is Mishnah He in third Perek. Harein Tziyota Ilu Korban Im Einan Niktzatzot. A man makes a kind of particular neder, peculiar neder. And we'll see the circumstances which make it more understandable a little later on. But a person says these trees or these saplings will be a korban if they aren't cut down. Talit zu korbanim einan nisrefet. This talit, this garment, will be a korban. And of course, when you say that about plants or trees or anything, almost anything, what you mean is that I am donating the value of this. I have to redeem this item by paying its value. I'm giving its value to the Beit HaMikdash. Talit zu korban im einan nisrefet. If this garment isn't burnt up, then I am donating it or making it a korban. Yesh len pidyon. Then they can be redeemed. All right, you can redeem it and pay the money to the gizbar, and the thing is fine. Harei nitziyot ha'ilu korban ad shi'katzatzu. But if you say this is a korban until it's cut. Talit zu korban ad shi'tisaref. This garment is a korban until it's burnt up. Then ein lahen pidyon. They cannot be redeemed. We'll see what the details of that are at the end of the sugya. Now, the first question the Gemara asks is, why does it say yesh lahen pidyon? Why didn't you say it's kadosh? V'litni kadoshot. The Ran says that's the proper girsa. It's parallel construction, because the end says they have no pidyon, which it had to say, therefore the first half says it does have pidyon. Good. Hechin Adana, what was the neder? You said, if they're not cut down today, I'm making them a korban. And the day passed, they weren't cut down, so you made them a korban. So then it's obvious that it's valid, and it's obvious you should be able to redeem them. So pshita lo tzrichin gon deika zika nefisha. Now we're talking about a case where there's a strong wind. Vaktani lagabe talit, and we have the same thing with a talit. V'talit l'sreifa kaima. We have a talit that's going to be burned. In other words, you taught the case of the tree being cut down or being harvested, and the garment being burned. Since one is we understand that a tree has to be harvested. Why does a garment have to be burned? Second, go on the ika dleika. We're talking about a case where there's a fire. In other words, the circumstance of our Mishnah is where the fellow is going out to, he sees there's a terrible wind that he's afraid is going to destroy his trees. Says, if the trees are not cut down, then I'm making a korban. In other words, if they weather this storm, then I'm making them a korban. Same thing, there's a big fire near his pile of garments. If the garment isn't burned, I'm making it a korban. Good. And we think that he's only saying that because he thinks they're going to be destroyed. And therefore, he really doesn't intend to be makdish anything. That's why he took the neder. So, kamash malan, that it is a valid neder, even though the fire did not consume the garments, even though the wind did not destroy the trees. All right. Now, here's the question. If in the second case, if he says, so you say they're not redeemable. They're never redeemable. Luli olam. Amar Bar Pada. Amar Bar Pada says this. Pidaan chozrot v'kudoshot. If you redeem them, then, and they haven't been cut down yet, then they just go back and become kadosh again. Pidaan chozrot v'kudoshot. They continue to go back in that cycle. Adshi katsatsu, once they're cut down. Now niktzatsu, once they're cut down, podan pamachad v'dayo. You redeem them once and you're fine. Which means, according to Bar Pada, if you said they're kadosh until they get cut down, even when they get cut down, they're still kadosh, but you could redeem them at that point. There's nothing to generate them becoming re-kadosh. But they do not become unsanctified when they get cut down. Ula disagrees and says, once they're cut down, you don't redeem them anymore, meaning you don't have to redeem them anymore. Now let's see what's up with this. So he asked Ula, what happened to the Kedusha in these things? You said they're Kadosh until they get cut down. They got cut down, and now you say you don't have to do anything. Where'd the Kedusha fly off to? Let's say a man was Mekadosh a girl, and he gave her money. He said, Harav Mekadosh Li today, and tomorrow you're not my wife anymore. Minafka below get. Is she suddenly not his wife anymore the next day without a get? Of course she needs a get. In the same way, here you need something to remove the Kedusha, and therefore you have to redeem them. So how could you say, Ula, that the Kedusha just poofs away? So I'm like, Rav, Amika Madamid Kedusha at the Damim, the Kedusha Taguf. He challenges Rav Hamnun and says, how can you compare Kedusha Damim, where it's an issue of value, where the value was sanctified until a certain status happened, and then it disappeared, as opposed to Kedushat HaGuf, like Hekdesh of an animal, or like being Mekadesh a woman, where it's inherent in the body that that's Kadosh, that cannot be removed without some sort of an intervention, like a get, or a pidyon. So Kedushat Damim Paka Bichti, Kedushat Damim dissolves on its own. Kedushat HaGuf lo paka bichti, but not Kedushat HaGuf. So Amar Abaye, Kedushat HaGuf lo paka bichti? Abaye says, since when is Kedushat HaGuf not disappear by itself? Vatan, you have this bright, Ashor ze ola koshloshim yom. He points to an animal, an ox, and he says, this is an ola for 30 days. Ola koshloshim yom shlomim, and after 30 days it becomes a shlomim, which means if you makriv it during the first 30 days, it's an ola, and afterwards a shlomim. So koshloshim yom ola, koshloshim yom shlomim. Yeah, that works. Amai. So where did the Kedusha of Ola disappear to after 30 days? Kedusha Taguf Ninu Faka Bichti. You see that the Kedusha Taguf, because you set it up with a time parameter and said it's for 30 days, in 30 days it automatically dissolves. You don't need a new act. And then it's available to become a Shlamim. So Achabas, you know, Damar Lidmi. So Rava answers that that case is where you said that for 30 days it'll have Kedushat Domim of an Ola, which means if I come to redeem it during the first 30 days, then that money will go to an Ola, and afterwards a Shlamim. In other words, Kedushat HaGuf still needs something to kick it off. So, to kick it out. So Abaye says, if that's the case, look at the second clause there. If he says, after 30 days it's an Ola, but from right now it's a Shlamim, it's also valid. So, Abaye says, if you buy what I'm taking, which is the first clause is talking about Kedushat HaGuf, and this is Kedushat Damim, I understand why he had to learn both clauses. Because he would think that Kedushat HaGuf doesn't poof away on its own. Kedushat Damim does. That's why the Tana said both, to tell you that when you construct it in that manner, that even Kedushat HaGuf will go away on its own. But if you're going to say, like you say, that both of them are Kedushat Domim, and Kedushat HaGuf can never dissolve on its own, there's a bias supporting Ula here, why do you need to mention two clauses? One, it's an Ola now and a Shlomim later, and the other is a Shlomim now and an Ola later. Why do you have to mention them? If from Ola, which is Chamur, to Kedusha Shlomim, it works. You have to tell me that it can go from Shlomim to Ola? So it sounds like Rapada has been refuted. And indeed, Kedusha Taguf does disappear on its own. And that's what happens here with the Shlomim and the Ola. And therefore, when you say these trees are hektish until they get cut down, when they get cut down, that's it. You don't have to be part of them anymore. So Amar Papa, Malachar Barpada, here's what Barpada could have answered. Hachi Kamar, this is what the second clause meant. Im lo amar me'achshav shlomim lachar shloshim yom ola havei. It doesn't mean that you said, me'achshav it shlomim, and in 30 days it becomes an ola, but rather, if you didn't say me'achshav shlomim, then the ola thing works, meaning, if you say this will become an ola in 30 days, that's valid, even though for the next 30 days it's nothing, that will work, unless you said me'achshav shlomim, in which case it'll be a shlomim and it won't change, because Kedushat HaGuf can't disappear without pidyon. Now, what's that parallel to? It's just like a man who is mekadesh a girl with delayed kedushin. Have that in the third parak of kedushin. Gives her money today and says the kedushin are chal in 30 days. Which means, by the way, that if she does something inappropriate for Kiddushin in the next 30 days, it does not a violation. She has relations with another man. It's not called Niyuf. And by the way, in 30 days, the Kiddushin Achal, even if she spent the money in the meantime. So Pshita, that's obvious. Lotzricha dahadarbe. We're talking about a case where the guy changed his mind. We're talking about a case where she changed her mind. So, Hanechel Mandarino Choseret, that's talking about a case in our case where he changed his mind. So, Hanechel Mandarino Choseret, that only works according to the Mandamar that says that once you give the woman the Kedushin, she can't change her mind. Samachlok at the beginning of the third parak of Kedushin. And the Mandamar Choseret, Ma'ikal Amema, but according to the Mandamar says she can change her mind. How are you going to defend it? The answer is, even according to the Mandamar who says she can change her mind, Hachashani, here it's different. Why? Tamer Tola Gavua, Kamisra Tola Hedyot. There's a general halacha, it's a mishnah in the first parak of Kiddushin, that your declaration towards Hekdesh is equal to an actual handing over kinyan in a regular civil case. And therefore, the handing over the Kiddushin to the woman there is still kind of tentative, and therefore she might be able to change her mind, but once you make the declaration that this is an Ola, you can't even change your mind. You can't say in 30 days it's an Ola and then change your mind later. It's stuck. But the only thing that'll change it is if you earlier turn it into something else, like from now you turn it into a Shlamim. Then that will deal with it differently. Okay, that's how we dealt with Barpada. Now, Riyati Rabbavim, Rabbi Yitzchak Berebi, Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. So these two Talmidim were sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, that's second generation in Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya was napping, was dozing. Yotiv Kamri. So these two students said, Levar Pada, according to Bar Pada, Demar Pidon Chozor V'Kudol Kodshot, who said that if you redeem the trees before you cut them down, they regenerate. Tifshot to buy Rav Hoshaya, that should solve the problem of Rav Hoshaya, who asked, Hanoten shtei prutot lisha, if you give a woman two prutot, right? The pruta is the minimum for kiddushin. You give her two prutot. V'amar la be'achat idkat shilei ayom. Chad kat shilei achar shagar sheikh. He, for some reason, wants to play some sort of a game and turn her into a grusha. So he gives her a coin and says, with this thing your kiddushin are today, and I'm going to divorce you later, so this kiddushin will regenerate kiddushin, will create new kiddushin afterwards. So Rav Hoshaya asked, is that valid? If he divorces her, is there immediately no new kiddushin? So it sounds like, from Barpada's ruling, that if you redeemed the tree before it got cut down, it then becomes kadosh again. It sounds like here, she becomes married again. So now, Ita Bahu Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya, when he heard this, woke up. Amarlahu, and he said, how are you possibly comparing when the man himself redeems his own hekdesh as opposed to somebody else redeeming him? Hachim Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan rule about our Mishnah? Pda'anhu chozor tu kedoshot. If you redeem it yourself, then it goes back and returns to the kedusha, because it never really left the status. Pda'um achirim, and if some other guy comes and redeems it, en chozor tu kedoshot, then it just stays a chol. So if some other guy comes up, you didn't cut the tree down yet, and some other guy comes and redeems it, it's his, and it doesn't go back, because it's not in your reshut to go back. Your hekdesh is meaningless now. For the present time. And this woman is now in a status like because she's redeemed herself. Once she got a get, she's in her own reshut. And therefore, your original statement about this second coin is for Kiddushin afterwards is meaningless now, because it took place at a time when before she had redeemed herself. We have another support that Rabbi Yochanan said this. Lo shanu l'shibdan hu. When do we say that the tree goes back and becomes hektish again automatically? That's only if you redeemed it. But if somebody else redeems it, then it does not go back and become kadosh. Okay, we will continue on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah, Hanoder Miyordei Hayam, and for the rest of the parak, we will be dealing with identities of different groups when we point them out in a neder. What sort of people are included? Everybody should have a wonderful day.